Anyways.
Okay.
This is Clouded Talks. I'm Clouded and I will be talking with Angela.
Fadia, you haven't invited me for iftar yet. Why?
Okay, let me tell you something. I live with my mom and my sister.
Okay.
We're three.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
You have no excuse.
No.
You told me.
I meant, you can come. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll come, inshallah. But the last time I told you to come, you didn't come. So this time you have to invite me.
We all know the reason why I didn't come.
No.
We all know the reason why I didn't come.
Not all of us. We are going to come to detail.
No.
Because I cooked the best food I've ever made. And you didn't show up, and I'm calling you.
Chill.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Anyways, other than the fact that you have to invite me this time, this year, inshallah, if God wishes, God willingly.
Yeah.
I will,
though. Like, maybe tomorrow. Maybe. Okay. Depending, because you know
you're saying tomorrow because I'm not going to be home.
Oh, I did forget. You know, when you're a big man like me, you have a lot to think about, so I tend to forget sometimes, you know.
Okay,
yeah, but yeah, man.
But I was gonna talk about things that break the fast and things that reduce the rewards, like gossiping.
Be real, bro. You're like the number one gossiper.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Where?
Like,
when?
I think Gossip Girls, the series, should have been dedicated to you.
No.
Like, yeah.
I'm not. You have nothing. You are the number one. Let me rephrase that. Because Gossip Girl was actually a boy.
Bro,
what are you?
No, you know
what? Oh, boy.
No, let's be real.
Okay.
I only watched one episode of Gossip Girl. Then I skipped to it's like close by to the ending. Just to find out that it was the dude all along.
Hey, which is you.
No, it's
because
not
Because you're
me.
A gossiper. No. And you wanted to know the source. You didn't even finish the series. You went all the way to the...
It was just
me?
Like,
I didn't do that.
Listen, it was just annoying. Because I don't like when people are anonymous. Like, bro, just tell me who you are. It's like, you know, don't keep me, I already have to think, my brain cells in a kufa just because of a series, bro. Like, bro, be real, man. I can't do that. Okay, Faradia. I see what you're trying to do. It's Ramadan, you know, I love to manipulate people.
You shouldn't manipulate people.
Shouldn't.
Should be kind to people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can do a moral question. There's two seats on the plane.
Yeah.
But then a mom comes with her. Baby, like a very infant child, and then the plane is about to crash, right?
Yeah.
And then you look at the mom, you look at the baby, and then the oxygen masks come down.
Yeah.
And then the mom asks you, "Can you please give my son/daughter oxygen? Would you give it to her?"
It depends, bro. What if the baby grows up and ends up being like some type of?
What if the baby grows up and becomes a good person? But you. Just as you are right now, not depending on any other factor, would you give it to the child?
I would. Like, jokes aside, I would.
Really?
Yeah, I would. And I think, I'm very, no, not how to rule my son.
Really? You're empathetic, you mean?
Yeah.
So, you?
I wouldn't show it. I won't show it. But for those who know me.
For those who know him.
Yeah. I'm a very empathetic person. So I'll be like, oh, okay, chukua bas, take it.
And for those who don't know him?
Those who don't know me will find me a very bad person.
Why?
Because I'd be laughing at them. Every chance I get, I would laugh at them. But I would laugh, then later I'd be like, damn, I feel bad. Then I'll be like, yo, old jokes, yeah? Yeah. But also I blame it on my friend group. Have you seen my friend group?
No, I haven't.
Jonathan, Harub. You see? So it's really not my fault. They made me, in short. like they make your character.
Really?
Yes, 100%.
So if you weren't with them, for example, you'd be different.
Very different. Like I'd be more of a...
But like some of them made you like a better person, right?
Yeah, Milhan used to like call me.
Mashallah.
Swali, bro, wake up, pray. Same goes to Harub and Jonathan. They'll give me like, you know, life-changing advice. I wouldn't listen, but later on, I could be like, oh.
Because I don't even listen. Like, my friend would be like, Faraday, no, don't do this. Do this. And, okay, fine. But I'll do it later.
Also, your friends don't
not
listen.
Not now. My so, friends.
Don't listen to your advice, too.
My advice? I'm usually not the one giving advice. I'm going to be...
Mara moja moja.
Yeah. Specifically, just once in a while.
No, kisha told that once in a while, they're usually life-changing. Oh, my gosh, what up? Okay, bro. Miss Kupi. Yeah, bro.
But they made you better.
They made me better. They made me way better. And also, my mommy.
She's made me better. You're a mama's boy.
I'm not a mama's boy. Yeah, I just love my mom way too much. Like,
it's fine. There's nothing bad about it. I think it's great that you love your mom like that. Yeah. Honestly, like, if I'd had a son, I'm pretty sure I'd want him to love me too.
I mean, of course, Faraday, he's your son.
Yeah, I also want him to clean his room.
Bro, are you, like, shading me right now?
I'm not shading you. No shade whatsoever. But, hey, if you can relate and, you know, clean your room.
My room is clean.
Sure.
My room is clean.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, are you ready for your finals?
No.
Same.
I'm going to go to school, bro.
When are you going
to... like, study and shit.
Faraday, you're encouraging me to start my own podcast.
You should.
But, like, I have a feeling I'll get banned. Like, people will be reporting me because...
They don't want to hear you.
No, they would want to hear me.
Yeah, who doesn't want to hear you? It's...
Ah, damn you for that, bro. But, yeah, it's like... I think I have no censor when it comes to my words. Like, I just speak.
Like you don't think?
Yeah. So I'm like... you feel me?
No, I don't.
Of course you don't. But, like, yeah. I think you get me, but you're just playing dumb.
No.
If only Raymond was here, he would understand me.
Your Pookie Bear.
My Pookie Bear. Hi, Pookie. Raymond, I know you're going to be listening to this. I hope she keeps this. But, like, yeah.
Okay.
What did you eat for iftar today?
You ate, right? Iftar. It was nice.
Yeah, it was very good. It was really good, really good, really good.
Now, how was your shit after?
I didn't yet take one.
You didn't take one yet?
Yeah.
Good shits.
Bro, if like Ramadan shits hit different, bro. Like, I don't even lie to you. Like, you be staying in the washroom for like 30 minutes or an
hour. Scrolling through TikToks.
Going through TikToks. And like, you see something which is like relatable to what you're doing. Yeah. You're like, Ramadan shit hit different. You're like, yeah. So like, I think I send you those TikToks, bro.
No.
I think I should start though. And I send you so many TikToks nowadays. I feel like I'm
yeah, simping. Like you're like, what?
I'm simping way too much. No, like, it's fine. I'll stop. And about the car thing, keeping things.
Okay.
I have a feeling that's a step.
That's the only thing I own. That's the only, okay, if you, Angela has a car, right? And
no, Faraday, you're not I'm keeping it. Like, what this she's one, basically, I'm gonna... listen, what she's basically trying to do is, like, she keeps her things. So, like, the car is basically hers.
It's not... mine, it's making me feel more comfortable being in your car, because sometimes you come here spontaneously, right? And then you're like, oh Basi, let's go where I don't know where.
Bro, after sometimes I'll come with
I'm like, okay, fine, but then you take me out of my house, I'm not packed, the least I could have is lip gloss, and then you are thinking I want to drive this thing. I don't want.
I can't leave Faraday, bro, we all know this.
Real.
Like, she's my day one. I have a feeling I have an obsession with you.
Really?
Yeah, really. Don't keep this in your podcast.
It's good to know. I am going to keep this in my podcast. It was very nice having you, Angelo.
Okay, thank you for having me. Yeah, bye-bye. Next time, when I come here, I'll come with, like, two other guests. But that's going to be, like, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
After
Ramadan. Yeah. And... you guys should stay tuned and, like, get ready for that, for our two special guests. You guys will enjoy.
I don't think they'll want to come, though.
They will. Trust me. They will. Tonight, right now, they're even more entertaining.
What do you mean?
I'm with them 24/7. They're more entertaining. Bro. Tutakutana.